Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Everyone, it's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio tonight, lifting up the name of Jesus and just trying to get souls saved and people set free. Join in with us tonight and just help us worship the Lord and see God move. I just want to say that we had a good revival last week. We was in revival and God moved and met the needs of the people, and people were flocking to the altars to get their needs met, and that's what it's all about, is seeing people get their needs met in the Lord. And I just thank God for what he did. And we're going to be down in Cleveland on the 18th at, I believe it's called Way to Calvary Church. And Brother Don's going to be preaching. Tim's going to be singing. So if you're in the Cleveland area, come on down and join us. It's right behind the Sonic there in Cleveland. They're on the bypass.
64
bypass. So if you can come, just come on and join us there. We'll have a good time in the Lord. We have some very urgent needs here. We've got a little Landon. He's down in Vanderbilt, and his grandparents wrote and said that he's in a whole lot of pain in his stomach. He's got a tumor that's growed, and the tumor's in a spot where they can't do the biopsy. It's too close to something else, so they're going to be doing many tests on him this week. And there's another little boy down there with him named Noah that is getting ready to start all of his chemo and all that. So be lifting that family up. Lift up all these little kids that are going through stuff like this, that are just hurting and need a miracle. Remember Dora tonight. We thank God for all that he's already done for her. We're believing for her complete healing. And there's just many, many more out there that are in need right now of a miracle. And I believe that God will do it if we just believe. If we believe, I know that he'll do it. But we just thank all the listeners from all over the world for tuning in, and we just pray that you'll get a blessing tonight out of the service. Like I said, we're just here to reach out to people and see their needs met through the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're a sinner tonight, don't know the Lord, and God's dealing with you, just talk to him and ask him to forgive you, and just talk to him like you would me, and just ask him to come into your life and to change your life. And he'll certainly do it if you really believe it. But our subject today is coming out of Matthew 15. I'm going to start in 22, but the text is coming from 26 and 27. And it says, Excuse me a minute, I'm on the wrong one. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Good.
Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
Amen.
And I was just thinking, this woman had the faith to believe, and she wouldn't give up. She just kept pressing and persevering on, and she just kept believing that her daughter was going to be made whole. And that's how she got her, that's how the girl got her miracle and had the devil cast it out of her, because the mother believed. If you believe, you'll receive, but if you doubt, you do without.
Amen.
So I just thank God for what he's doing, and I got another verse here that goes along with it. Mark 9:23 said, Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Yes.
And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief.
Yes.
You know, if we pray for something, we need to reach out and we need to believe what we pray for. Because I know good and well, if we do that, God will come through and he'll answer whatever our needs are. But we're going to come around and sing one song. I'm going to help Tim with a song here. And we're going to come around and sing one song, and then we're going to get this other one on here to minister. So just worship the Lord with us and pray for us as we sing. upon them, that they'll call out to the Lord and be saved, and then we can go to heaven together. 205, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, sister, you know, it's just, you know, I want to say everybody out there, it's just a blessing. If you know Jesus in your life, and you know that when them times of trouble, like that little woman, her daughter had a devil in her. That spirit was tormenting her daughter. No doubt she was scared to death. Well, what would you be? Think about that little lad that's got that cancer in him, and they carried him every doctor, everywhere, everything, and only left for him now is a miracle from God. And that's what we're praying for, because we still believe that God's still hears our prayers and still answers and still does what our faith reaches out to him. Glory to God.
Amen.
I believe Jesus right there. Because you think about going to the doctors, there's not a doctor nowhere can heal you of anything. But Jesus Christ said they brought all manners. That meant cerebral palsy, cancers, whatever it was. They brought them to Jesus and he just straightway healed them all. Praise God. Folks, I want to be in a shape with God that I can have enough faith to know that my prayer is going to reach heaven when I get to praying. Glory to God. And I believe in my heart that when I pray believing, God's going to do something. And that's what this is about. I thought if I was going to name a sermon, it would probably be just a crumb will do. Because if you've got just a crumb of faith, it's that even as small as a mustard seed, glory, hallelujah, God,
that
you can leave this mountain, be removed and cast in the sea. Now, he may not have been talking about a spiritual mountain, but we got a whole lot of mountains. Gets in our way day to day. It might be a devil tormenting us. It might be a weakness in our flesh. It might be we ain't feeling the spirit like we did, and we've kind of slacked up. But praise God, he give us the power that we can move that mountain if your faith is as big in you as a grain of mustard seed. Now, glory to God, that's what this woman was saying. She had faith. Glory to God, that's better than anything. I'm going to start at 21 and read that over again. It said, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. Yeah. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Now, I don't know about you, but if my child had a devil in them, you can't control them. They're doing evil constantly. And they know that. You can't whip them. You can't correct them. You can't. The devil's got a hold of them. There ain't no place, no doctor, nowhere can take care of that. You're going to need Jesus. You're going to need God to move in your problem. But we've got a lot of problems today. The government tells us they ain't a problem. But to us, it's tearing our lives completely up. And praise God, the only hope and help that you're going to have is being like this woman. You've got to go down on your knees and cry out in faith, glory to God, and say, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. I got a problem. It can't nobody but Almighty God help me with. Glory to God. That's what this woman did, folks. She had enough faith to cry out on the one that could help her. He said, but he answered her not a word. He wouldn't even answer. He said, answered him not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I'm not sent, but under the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then came she, listen to this, even after he said that, she came and worshiped him. She came and worshiped him. Lord, help me. That's all I said, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs, because everybody else was kind of enemies to Israel. They had defeated the Canaanites and everything, you know, when they went in there. And she said, that's the truth, Lord. She told him, that's the truth. You don't take the kids' bread and cast it to the dogs and let the kids go hungry. But she said, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And you think about what she was telling. She's saying, you know what, Lord, if I can just get a crumb of you, my daughter will be healed. Lord, my faith says if I've got just a little touch of Jesus, that everything will be all right. Glory to God. Why is it that the church today is looking for answers everywhere else but on their knees, crying in faith to a God that's able to solve every problem, move on every situation, every time, and every place that we need? If we cry in faith, he's going to hear you. And here's what Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, she wasn't there saying, Lord, I need you to come and touch her. Lord, I need you to come to my house. Let me bring her to you. I just believe that if you lay your hand on her, or I believe if you come with me and see her, that you'll have compassion. No, she just said, Lord, help me. And there's a lot of times our prayers are so long and drawn out and long-winded when we need to be saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Like the one Sister Betty said, Lord, help my unbelief. If there's any unbelief in me, Lord, cast it from me. I don't want it. I don't want to doubt you in nothing. I want to know that I know that you're hearing my prayer. And more than that, I want to know you're moving on it. Was that little woman?
Yeah.
She just wanted a crumb. I just want the crumbs that fall off of the children of Israel's table, because that'll be enough, a touch from God to do whatever I need done in my life. People, just a crumb would do. If you just had it, you don't have to have the whole loaf, glory to God. But when you get that crumb, it's going to stir a hunger in your soul. And you can't be satisfied, Lord God, till you get it all. You'll be seeking Jesus and more of Jesus each and every day. And your faith, just like everything, it goes to growing in you. And glory to God, you can have faith enough to be given the gifts of God. You may get the gift of healing, and you don't need a doctor. You can lay your hands on them in the name of Jesus and lay them on in that faith touches God. I've seen it done. Glory to God. The first church I ever pastored, glory to God, up in Kentucky, Praise God. We was there, and this fella that was coming to church with us had a car wreck, and it hurt his back real bad. He had a big old brace around his back, straps to hold him up straight, all that. He barely could walk. He'd been out of work for 2 or 3 months already, going to therapy, going to therapy, going to therapy. We was in there one night, and I broke loose to preaching. The Spirit hit, and my wife, she's gone to heaven now, but she got in the Spirit of God and went to dancing and just shouting. And she ran back to the back of the church. And as she come back by, she just reached and grabbed him by the back and went to speaking in tongues and shouting. And he got to shouting with her. The man that barely could walk got to shouting. And as he shouted, he took them straps off his shoulders. As he shouted, he took that belt around his waist off and threw it down. And glory to God, we give him time to speak. And he said, my back is healed. And you know what he done? He went to the doctors the next day and said, God, heal my back. Clear me. I'm going to work. Praise God. Because why? Somebody had faith enough to touch Jesus. That's why. It wasn't nothing nobody did. It was what he did. But it's done through faith. It was done through the Spirit of God. And if you hadn't got either one of them, you lost and undone without hope in this world. Because doctors can't heal you. Doctors can't take the devil out. Praise God. The doctor can't forgive your sin. Hallelujah. They can't set your feet on the rock of Christ and give you something to stand on the rest of your days. Only Jesus can do it. But first,
amen.
That crumb. You got to get that start. You got to get that crumb. You got to want it so much, just like her. Even though it seems like he's turning you away, you keep praying. You press on. Because I know what it says in Matthew chapter 6. Glory to God. He said, ask, and you'll receive.
Yes.
Seek,
amen.
And you'll find. Mm-hmm. Knock, and it'll be opened unto you. He's not shutting the door, glory to God. He's inviting you in tonight. Glory to God. You may have problems like there's other people got in this world. Their kids with cancer. They got cancer. Stuff going on. Your marriage falling apart. Whatever it is, he's bigger than the problem. That's what he told us. If you got faith. Like a grain of mustard seed. This great and mighty mountain that's blocking your life, blocking out everything that you desire, all the good, all the happiness, all the joy. Praise God, if you got that much faith and you turn it over to God, that mountain will be jerked up and cast into the sea. And glory to God, you can walk on. Friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. We're talking about the kind of faith that don't just move mountains. It moves the hands of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It moves him to speak to your problem. It speaks to
Jesus.
Glory to God, to forgive all your sins, to cleanse you of all unrighteousness, to set you up, glory to God, as a child of the living God forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. You won't worry about when the end of your time comes. You'll be worried about, can I get some more of him today?
Amen.
Was that woman... just a crumb. She just begged the crumbs. I want everybody to understand that. She just begged the crumbs that fell from the children's table. Said, if you're calling me a dog, if I'm not worthy, then Lord, I just want the crumbs. I just want what the rest of them reject, what they won't take. I'll take it. I'll take them crumbs. Because in them crumbs is life everlasting. In them crumbs is the healing my daughter needs. In them crumbs is the power of that devil to have to get out and go hit somewhere else. Because it can't stay in us. Glory to God. Just the crumb of God will do. People today, they reject everything. This world is getting so evil. They say, if you just claim to be something, you are that. But glory to God, I don't want to claim to be nothing but a child of God. And you can't take that away. That's a royal heritage brought through the blood of Jesus Christ. But if I just keep whole, keep eating them crumbs, glory to God. You know what will happen?
Amen.
Soon I'll have a whole loaf, won't I? I'll have the whole loaf. Glory to God. Because one day I'm going to see him face to face. Friend, you are too. But what's he going to say to you in that day? He said he'd say one of two things. He would either say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Or he's going to say, welcome in, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of your Lord. Well, praise God, what kind of faith you got tonight? What have you stirred God's hand to do in your life? Have you got down? Oh, Tim sang this song. It says, are you hardly praying or are you praying hard? Because I'm telling you what, if you got faith in God, when you get down, you're going to do more than that little two-minute prayer before you go to sleep at that. And glory to God, he may wake you up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and have somebody's soul on your heart. And you may have to fall out of bed. You may be so sleepy and tired, you can't hardly move. But when God says pray, I guarantee you will find time to pray.
Amen.
It's done all the time. As Christians, glory to God, they come home, they worked hard, they went to church, and they had church for 10, 11 o'clock at night. They come home, they lay down and go to sleep, and God wake them up. Somebody needs help. Somebody needs some God for them. And glory to God. Well, who do you think supposed to do that? The preacher? No. The deacons? No. Everyone that claims to know God is their Savior. We are to intervene. We're to stand in the gap of glory to God and pray for them and seek what they're needing in their life. And glory to God tonight, I come to preach this because I can feel something in me that's real. I know good and well that my name's written down, and it can't nobody or no thing erase it but me. And I choose to go all the way with you. This world is starting to turn against Christians. Because we won't allow the things they tell us is okay. Well, the Supreme Court said it was okay. I don't care. My Supreme Being said it wouldn't, and I'll stand on his word and I'll die there. But praise God, I'm not changing for nobody. Now, glory to God. I want to read over, because I thought about this today. Got to praying a lot. You know that little woman was not an Israelite. She wasn't of the house of Israel. And you know, Jesus had never turned to the Gentiles yet. But I guarantee she had something to do with the process. Because that little woman wouldn't give up. And he said, you know, at that kind of faith there, oh, great is your faith, he told her. Glory to God. Well, he'd been looking for somebody with great faith. Somebody he could trust. Somebody he could give more power of God to. That they're going to use it for good and not for evil. Ain't going to brag about, look what I can do. Because I've heard preachers do that. And praise God, there ain't nothing they can do without the Spirit of God. Nothing they can do without the power of God. Because they ain't got that in them. If Jesus ain't doing it, it won't get done, folks.
That's
all right, this right here. This comes out of the 8th chapter of Matthew. Starting at verse 5. It said, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching. Now, a centurion was a Roman soldier. Y'all got to understand who this was. It's a Roman soldier, a centurion. And saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy. This is cerebral palsy. Sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Now right then, Jesus answered, I'll come and heal him. But here's what the man centurion said. He answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now, praise God, if we know where to go find Jesus in the flesh on earth, and we had a problem, somebody that sick, we would want to go to him or take them to him. And praise God, but if we had the faith like we should, we know all we've got to do is let our faith touch him, and he can speak the word only, and it will be done. Praise God. But you know what?
Yeah.
The ones who was found in the faith in wasn't of Israel, was it? The true faith was being found in Gentiles then. It goes on and says, for I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled. And said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. You wonder why he turned to the Gentiles? Because the Gentiles were showing the faith that could move the hand of God. Hallelujah. They knew when they prayed and sought out Jesus, something was going to be done. Something was going to be changed. Something was going to be made right. Glory to God. And you know what? Today you're going, you're in the house of God, and the preacher preaches until he's about to fall out. He's preaching so hard. The anointing is so strong. Everyone can feel it. But they can sit there and resist it and not move. move, not speak, not lift a hand, not get a shout, not praise God. I'm telling you something. This centurion here, a Roman soldier, had more faith than you got. And I say it to your shame. If you can go to the house of God and not feel nothing while you're there, you didn't go to worship God anyway. You went to be seen. You went to know, let people know I'm a churchgoer. Well, a churchgoer is not going to be there. But the people that become the church of God, the tabernacle of God, is inside us. Glory to God. Them that wants to be the house of God, the house of worship, in your body, in your life, in everything you do and say and think. Glory to God. Those are the ones that will inherit eternal life. Those are the ones that their faith has moved God to move for them. Sister Betty can tell you stories, and I can, about the times we've got down and not have no money, no nothing. Glory. But we go to pray. And guess what happened?
Amen.
God comes through every time. We would have
Amen.
All that we need. And most of the time, and then some. And praise God. Now, what's going on? What is it that we can go to church? We're right there in the house of God, in the worship place. We're supposed to go worship together. But we can't seek him out enough to get a hold of him. We can't have enough faith. You ain't got to reach all the way to heaven. You just put your hand up. No further than it'll reach. And he'll reach down to you if you've got the faith to touch him. You can touch God with your faith, but you can't touch him any other way. Glory to God. But with your faith, you can actually touch God today. Have you done
Amen.
It? Do you know how? Are you struggling just to get a little closer to the one that saved your soul, the one that sanctifies you, the one that purifies you, the one, glory to God, that can seal you under the day of redemption by his Holy Ghost Spirit, glory to God. Because people's not doing it like that no more. They come to an altar, they get down and pray till they get the chill bumps on their arms, and they say, I've got it. You know, go on, don't never come back. That's not faith. That's faith in you. Faith in what you felt, a little tickle on. But praise God, when the Holy Ghost comes in you, I got news for you. I ain't never in my life ever felt nothing like that. There was so much joy, it was busting out at me. I felt like my feet wouldn't touch the floor. Glory to God, like I was floating. All my sins was gone. All my trespasses, all the evil words I'd ever said, they were gone, and I was made brand new. Well, if you can't walk in newness of life, you don't have no faith in the one that called you to walk in that new life.
Thank you.
Praise God. You can't give up on God because he won't give up on you. And he went on and said this. Said, I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. He said, glory to God. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer dark. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What's he saying? There's a lot of people that's been called by God. A lot of them has been forgiven by God. But they wouldn't never come on. They didn't want to finish it. Their faith was in them. I know I'm living right now. I know I'm clean now. I felt that. Glory to God. But what does it say? Glory to God in the book of John, when he's talking about worshiping the Father, he said, them that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth, for he seeketh such to worship him. Now, glory to God. If you don't have the Spirit, how in the world are you going to worship in the Spirit?
Amen.
He said over in the book of Jude that when we're praying in the Holy Ghost, he said, how are you going to pray in the Holy Ghost when you don't have the Holy Ghost? How are you going to praise God and let him know who you are when you won't let his Spirit come within you? You're not willing to give up things, little things that you hold on to where you can receive the Spirit of God. You got to have a clean house, or Jesus won't come in. He even said, be you holy, for I'm a, how are you going to be holy without the Spirit of God dwelling within you? Which Spirit
Amen.
Is holy? But we're letting go, and let we don't even, hallelujah, God, we don't even hunger for the crumbs anymore. We felt like we got a mouthful when we went to the altar. So I'm good. I'm right. I'm ready to go. You're ready to go somewhere, but it might not be where you're aiming at. Glory to God. I'm going to flip the page there a little bit. When I flip the page, I'm going to read this. It's when that the ruler come to him, that young ruler, you know, come to him and said, my daughter's even now dead, but come and lay the hand upon her, and she shall live. See, that's where they were. I want you to come and lay your hand on her. They didn't have the faith like the others had, but here's another one. It said, behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Glory to God. Have you got faith like that, friend? Have you got faith to know that, hey, he ain't got to come and lay his hand on me? His spirit should be within you. All you got to do is know that if you can reach up in faith and touch the hem of his garment in faith, glory to God, you're going to be made whole. Everything in your life is going to start over, because I got news for you. Glory. When you get the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, whatever you even want to call it, the Bible says Holy Ghost. And when you get him inside you, praise God, you know what? You're going to see everything different. You're going to think about everything different. It's going to increase your faith to a level you never thought possible, because you're going to know that when you pray, he's listening. You're going to know that when you ask for something, he's moving on it. You're going to know that if you try to live in his will, glory to God, he'll center you up in his will. He's right there, and he is for you in all things, in every way. Jesus is for us. He come down to that cross willingly to die for you, to be beaten, to be mocked, to be scourged, and then be back toward meat off of him. Then that wasn't enough for them Romans, so they took a crown of thorns and shoved it down in his head. That wasn't enough, so they stretched his arms out till they pulled his shoulders about out of socket, and they nailed his hands and his feet to the cross. Then they picked it up and dropped it down in that hole in the ground and held it up. You imagine that jarring, how that hurt with them nails through you when it banged into the bottom of that little pit it was in. Oh, glory. We can't even imagine how much he loved us, that he would go through that just to save us, just for the chance that we would cry out in faith for the salvation he died to give us. Praise God. But today, we got an unthankful and unholy a generation of people that don't even like church, unless they're patting them on the back and telling them how good they are, or like the one in Texas. He say they many roads that lead to God. Well, I got news for him. He's a liar, and the truth ain't in him, because the word of God says, and Jesus said, I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. If you want newness of life, if you want to see your life stop sinning and start living for God, you've got to give it to him. You can't come halfway up to the altar and pray. You can kneel where you ever at. He's going to hear you. Your altar's where your heart's poured out before God, and you seek him with all you've got inside you. Just like that woman loved her daughter so much, glory to God, that she went to Jesus, and he even told her, might as well have said, you a dog. I ain't giving you nothing. And praise God, she just said, I just want the crumbs, Lord. What falls from the table, I'll be satisfied with that. Glory to God. And people ain't satisfied if he come down and shook hands with them today. I still believe there'd be some let it go by. I believe today we have grown up with cold hearts. Glory to God. On everything we move, we got the heart like the people used to have. Praise God. They used to walk in the snow, people, just to get to church, just to go praise God. And we can't go in a warm air conditioner, heated car. We go into a church with padded pews and air conditioners and good heat and a great sound system, everything that you could possibly want, and there still ain't ways that they can enjoy going to church now. And that's not God's fault. That's to your shame. And glory to God. I thought about, this is a, he said, you know what, I'm below there. He said, no man putteth a piece of new cloth into an old garment. For that which is put in to fill up taketh away from the garment, and the rents made worse. He said, I can't put inside you my spirit that you should be desiring Because you know what? I put my spirit in there with that sin that's still in you. Praise God, that'll tear you apart. Because my spirit will cast that sin out, and you with it if you're a sinful nature. Glory to God. That's why we walk in newness of life. We don't go like we did. We go like he has. I'm talking about things of Jesus that he's done for so many, for so long. How we walk through this earth, and he always seems to feed us, to clothe us. We got places to stay. We got cars to drive. We got things that they didn't have years ago, but they could serve God wide open. They had World War I, World War II. All the men was killed, all this stuff, but they still serve God. We're at home. Amen. We're at peace right now. Things are going good. I mean, we might be in trouble right now, seeing things changing, seeing things go over to the devil's side. But that's when we need to come together as the body of Christ and put our faith to one use. Amen. And that's turning this world around, turning back to God. Tell them there's a better way. We ain't got there yet, folks. We need to get closer to God. Something's happening. Hallelujah. We've got to get closer where we can reach out in faith and touch the Master and watch him straighten this place out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what happens? People see something go wrong, and all they do is sit and talk bad about the president, bad about the governor, whoever's done it. They just sit and do that instead of crying out to God. He said, pray for them. Lift them up before him and ask him, change their mind, change their opinion. God's moving their heart with so strong a conviction that they'll lead us in the right way, lead us in a holy path. Because, God, that's what we need today. And, Lord, to start with, get me where I need to be. Give me more of you. I want to be able to stand and to make a stand against them all, to let them know evil's evil and good is good, right is right, and wrong is wrong. And I won't back up or bow down or do what they say because I got one that's greater than them that told me not to share it to their evil. Glory to God. But we got today to where we just fall for anything. If the government says do it, we go, well, I ain't got no choice. Praise God, you do. You got a defense. The Bible says they ain't got a weapon. They can't form a weapon that'll prosper against you. If God's for you, who can be against you? But today we don't know. Hallelujah. We've had the crumbs. And now we're on the meat. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're eating the meat of the Word of God, you're standing on holy ground. Hallelujah, God. Yep. Get your shoes off. Glory to God. Because you're standing in the presence of God. If you got him inside you, guess what? Everywhere you go, everything you do, everything you say matters to somebody else just as much as it does to God. For what? What are you talking about? Wherever you go, you're an ambassador to Christ. That's the Word of God. Yes. That means a representative of Jesus. Whatever you say to somebody, you're representing the Lord. Whatever you show them in your life, that's representing the Lord. Glory to God. If you go to church and you can sit there like a dead piece of firewood, you're telling the world, ain't enough in me to make me shout. Ain't enough in me to make me believe all it. Ain't enough in me to excite me. What does that show everybody else? What does that show a sinner that comes to church, that's hungry for God and didn't know how to find salvation, and you sitting there and won't move like a chunk of wood? Hallelujah. How's that going to show them anything about your faith in God, your faith that he can help them, your faith that he'll save them, your faith that he saved you? It don't. I don't want to be like that woman. I don't want to be like that centurion. Lord, I ain't even asking you to come down here where I'm at. Lord, I'm just asking you to speak. I just ask you to have compassion on me. I just ask you to help me a little bit, Lord, because I want to go on with you. I'm not for this world. I'm for me being your servant, for you being my God, my Lord, my King. Hallelujah. The one in whom I trust, the one I lift up before the world. Hallelujah. Because I'm nothing without you, God. But you said we could do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengtheneth us. I believe those words, glory to God. But this is what it says over here, chapter 11 of Hebrews, in the 6th verse. But without faith, it is impossible.
Amen.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seeking. What do you think?
Amen.
That he died on that cross because he didn't have nothing to give you. He died on that cross because he couldn't save you. He said, my arm's not short and I can't reach out and touch. If you will cry out, God will save you tonight. You say, you don't understand, preacher. Let me tell you something. I've been bad. I've done bad things. I've hurt people. I've done this. Oh, glory to God. Well, join the crowd. But God can wipe it all away. If you'll have just that little bit of faith, enough of faith to be as big as a grain of mustard seed within you, that nothing can't put that light out, that you have it toward God and him alone. That's where your faith is. Then praise God. He can change your situation. He can turn your life around. And you know what? People down here will remember everything you ever done and throw it up in your face. But you don't have to worry because Jesus said, I took it, and I took it and threw it in the sea, in the depths of the sea, and it'll never be brought up again. Let man throw it in your face. Oh, you didn't get nothing. You ain't saved. Well, I remember you done this. And I remember people, I've been there. I've had them to try to shame me out of getting up. I've had them to try to talk evil about me. And glory to God. I tell them, nope, that ain't me. I buried that man, hallelujah, in baptism, because a new man got up in his place, and I'm not the one I used to be. Now I'm who Jesus wants me to be. And you can tell them the same thing. Praise God. In time when we stood up, we've been sitting down enough. I got a song that says, you slept long enough, it's time to wake up. Well, we need to wake up to the fact that no one can forgive your sin. Nobody can make you a new person, a new creature, except Jesus Christ, except the one that centurion and that woman went through begging help, and they found the help that they needed for what problem they had and for their soul. Glory to God. When you get healed and you pray and Jesus healed you, he said also, if you've committed sins, they're forgiven you. Glory to God. In James chapter 5, bless God, it says there. And we need to know that when we got down to where we could cry on God and he would move on our problem, that he also was taking our sins away. We're clean, we're pure, and we can walk holy before him. I want to read back up a little right here. And I want to read verse 38. And 39 in Hebrews chapter 10, because this is pretty important. It said, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Said, but we're not of them that draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Faith ain't just, God, glory to God, faith ain't just when you need God to move. Faith ain't just when you're in trouble. Faith ain't just when you, glory to God, a financial problem hit and you got faith enough to cry to God. Faith ain't just when somebody gets bad sick, maybe you, and you go to crying out to God. Faith ain't just when a problem comes up, hallelujah, and you go to crying out to God. Oh, I got faith, I got faith, I cry to God. But faith is every day. Every day.
Yes.
Whether you have a problem or not, don't draw back. Use that faith. If you got no problems, praise God, pray for me. I've got plenty. Hallelujah. I'll always have problems because one fights me every day. His name is Satan. He's always trying to mess up things, tear up something. But praise God, he cannot steal my soul. It's covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Is your
right?
And if you say, yes, it is, brother, then hallelujah, then you're not one of them quiet in church. Never give a testimony. Never say somebody out here somewhere, their head down, and go up to them and say, boy, it's a beautiful day. It's anything to get a conversation started where you can tell them about Jesus. If you don't love him like that, you don't have no faith in him. And that's a fact. Because if you know who he is, if you had faith enough to cry out for salvation, if he blessed you and forgave you, then you ought to have faith enough to clean your house up. That means get your life in order where you can receive the Holy Ghost. He told them people in the Bible, he said if they get down and receive that salvation, that forgiveness, that mercy and grace, He said they'd receive the gift of the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So if you've been searching and seeking for the Holy Ghost for 10, 15 years, friend, you ain't doing it right, because God said seek and you'll find. He didn't say you had to seek all your life. He said seek and you'll find, because he wants you to have a teacher. He wants somebody to come inside you and can teach you all things about God, can teach you the mercies and the glory of God, where you can tell others, glory, what do you think we get it for? Why do you think God wants us to live and walk in his spirit? Because he said to walk in the spirit is life everlasting, but to live to the flesh, you'll die. Plainly written in the book of Romans. And we have just got away from it so far that we think if we just claim to have faith, we don't ever use it but when we're in trouble. That's not faith. That's only 911. You just well to call the sheriff or the law to come help you, because God's not listening either. If you can't call on him every day and thank him for waking up in the morning, praying, ask him to lead you through that day, ask him to be a blessing through you to someone else that day. Glory to God. I don't wake up every day needing a good blessing from God. I got enough when he woke me up. I got enough when I can wake up thanking him and praising him and get on my knees and then get down, sometimes I bounce something down on my knees. Spirit, get on me while I'm praying. Glory to God. I want that more than I need another breath. I need that in my life. I'm not letting go. And I'm not letting down. The devil's tried to stop me here lately, tried to hinder my health and everything else. But praise God, I'm pressing on for the prize of the mark of the high calling of God. I'm trying to make my way in through Jesus Christ the Lord, not through me, not through my works, not through what I can do or what I can say, but through him. It's his glory. Yeah. I get the blessings, but he gets the glory, folks. You know, that's just the way it is. And what have we done? What have we done? We're church. I go to church every Sunday night. Sometimes I go on Wednesday. So what? Satan's always there. He's there to try to tell you, oh, you ain't getting nothing out of this. Oh, that preacher ain't right. Oh, listen, that word there was wrong. You hear what he said? He said that word wrong. He can't be led by God. Like, you can't make a mistake when you talk. And you know it as well as I do. If you've been to church very long, you've heard them things in the church house. And this things ought not to be. We ought to go to church not to find fault, but to find favor. And not favor with each other, but favor in the eyes of God. A favor with the angels. A favor with the power of heaven. Glory to God. To come in and rule our souls. Hallelujah, God. That you can be the daddy of the household. You can be the one, hallelujah, that leads the family and takes them to church. You can be the one to watch your kids grow up and see them when they get saved. Or you can be the one to get them a video game. And every time you're home, you just go play your game. Go play your game. Go play your game. You don't ever read the Bible in front of them. You don't pray over your meals. You only pray when you're at church. Only pray when things is going wrong. But if they're going right, you forget about where your help came from. Don't act like I'm saying something hard to you. I know what I'm speaking of. I was one of them at one time. I'm not. And praise God I'm not, because he made a difference in me. He is the one that carried me through every step of my life. I didn't make it on my own. I'm not one of them that thinks I'm all that in a bag of chips. Oh, I look like a wrinkled up bag. But praise God, I don't need no chips. I don't even need nothing except Jesus. And if I've got him, he said, I've got it all. Praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. I want to read just a little bit out of Revelation while I shut off and catch my breath a minute. Me and Betty's talking today, and she brought this to my mind. But it's chapter 3 in Revelation. I'm going to read probably about 3 or 4 verses. But this is where he was speaking to the 7 churches. He said it on to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the 7 spirits of God and the 7 stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Now what's that? You're dead because you're not doing anything for God. You're not doing anything with the Spirit of God. You're just sitting there on the seat, thinking it when you're out of the seat. You ain't got it, you're dead. He said, be watchful. and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Because when you start getting, you know, just sitting in church and going to church and coming home, going to church, if you can't take part in the church, if you can't praise God, if you can't testify, if you can't witness, if you can't get up and pray for them that come to the altar, and you don't get up because you hunger for more God, then hallelujah, something's dead in you, and something else is ready to die. That's what it says. He said, for I've not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I'll come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon you. In other words, he's saying, guess what, folks? There's people every day we're seeing die out of this world. Young people. I'm talking about a lot younger than me, and they're dying out. You go into funerals, doing it all the time. We don't know when he's going to come for us or when he's going to call us, but I know this. When he does, you better be ready before he calls, because there won't be time to get ready after he calls. I know a lot of people, praise God, that died of heart attacks, and they'd be sitting there laughing and talking and just fall over, and before they hit the floor, they was dead. Where was the time to say, I repent, God. Forgive me, God. I wasn't doing right, God. Lord, I took it as something that I could just use when I needed to, like a crutch. But, God, I was walking good, so I ain't been praying. I hadn't been doing. I just been sitting. I just been digging. I was soaking it up, Lord, but I just never put it in my life. Glory to God. There's not time, is there? If you fall over right now before this program's off and you lay dead in the floor, are you going to make it? Are you going to be there? If you sought out, start out with the crumbs, just a crumb will do. That'll get you on the road to salvation with Jesus Christ. That'll get it working. He can hear you when you pray. Glory to God. You got that grain of mustard seed faith in you. Glory to God. Or you can see the mountains dissolve and wither, get out of your way. Are you still one of them? Well, yeah. Lord, I feel God all the time. Do you praise him for it? Well, not like I used to. I used to get up and shout. But then you went back, something died, and the rest is about to die. When you can't praise God, you can't worship him, you can't testify for him, you can't witness for him out in the world, glory to God, something's died in you. If you truly knew him and you truly had that salvation, I'm telling you what, he said it's newness of life. Well, a new life, you got plenty of energy. You got plenty of stamina. You can get out and do things. Glory to God, I'm 68 years old. I still, glory to God, love to go and tell people about Jesus. I like to go see people and tell them, I've been praying for you because I get them on my heart. Do you do that, or have you quit? Or did you ever start? Because many, the Bible said, don't be deceived by any means. Well, what do you think the worst thing to deceive you is? You. Because you tell yourself you're all right. And you tell yourself, if I die, I'm going to heaven. You tell yourself that I'm serving God. Yes, I'm a servant of the Most High God. And he calls on you to do something. And you look around like he's calling somebody else and act like you didn't hear it. Because I don't want to do that. I don't want to get up and speak in church. I don't want to get up and talk in front of all them people. I'm bashful. Well, then you don't know Jesus. Glory to God. He'll wipe the bashful out of you. He'll put a desire in your heart to please him. Glory to God. He'll put something in you that if I could just be used by you, God, send me to wherever I can tell somebody that'll help them to get a hold of you, Lord. That's what I desire. That's what I need. That's what I long for, is to be used by God, to see someone else come to the salvation he gave me. If that ain't in you, you're desiring something that's not right, something that's not real, something that'll kill the rest of you, and it's nothing no good. It's Satan trying to dangle stuff in front of you to get you lust built up, that you'd want that. Glory to God, that lust brings but sin, according to the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When lust comes in, when that lust is fulfilled, it bringeth forth sin, and sin bringeth forth death. Glory to God.
Amen.
But Jesus came to give you life, and he said, I don't want you just to have life. I want it to be more abundant than you've ever known. I want you to be able to feel me. when you call on my name, I want you to feel the Spirit of God stir within every fiber of your being. When you cry out, oh, Jesus, help me. Jesus, I want to feel you. Lord, I'm seeking.
Yes.
I want to know that I can find what I'm seeking after in you. Dear God, I'm knocking. Open the door. Dear God, I'm asking. Let me have it all. I want all I can get from you, Lord, because I'm going to need it in this sinful world. I'm going to need it if I see all my children brought in. I'm going to need it if I help people at Walmart or wherever I see them when I'm telling them about the Lord. I got to do it from the depths of my heart through what the Spirit gives me to say. Glory to God. And you can't do it, friend. I said it before. You can't do nothing for God without His Spirit being within you.
Amen.
Because if you don't have His Spirit, you're doing it in you. I hope somebody gets a hold of this. But when you're trying to do something for God without His Spirit, you're doing it. But when His Spirit is dwelling within you and you open your mouth and you go to speaking to someone, His Spirit will speak forth through you. He'll use you to bring the word to them that will help somebody, encourage them and lift them up. Because the devil is trying to put his foot on our neck right now and push us down. That's what he wants. But in the name of Jesus, the old roaring lion gets his teeth pulled when he tries to get a bite of this old boy. It ain't nothing. I ain't that good. But the one that resides in me, he's mightier. Glory to God. And anything the old devil can do, he's mightier than anything this old world can throw at me. He's mightier than what my kinfolk or anybody else could say about me. Because Jesus knows me. He knows my heart. He knows everything about me. He said the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder, even to the joints and marrow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's discerner of the intent of the heart and the thoughts in your mind. I want the Spirit to guide my thoughts. I want the Spirit to guide my heart. And glory to God, that's what it's about, friend. The Word of God is sharp. But it ought to be able to trim places off of you that shouldn't be there. I preach the Word of God. You can read every place I called out that you go read it. The Word says what I said it says. It means what I said tonight. Because it's given by the Spirit of God to lift up your soul unto Him. I'm out for souls. I heard Brother Yearwood used to say, when he was alive, he said, if you thought I was stepping on your toes tonight, he said, my aim was off because I was shooting at your heart. And that's the way it ought to be. We ought to have something like that to tell everybody. I didn't mean to hurt you in any way. I don't mean to put you down in any way. But I want you to recognize where you're at with God. Because a lot of times, they think they're where they should be, and they're not even close.
Amen.
You've got to seek out and long for the prize of the mark of the high calling of God to be fulfilled in your life. And when you do, your soul's going to be fulfilled in God. You're going to make an entrance into the kingdom of God that no one will ever deny you. But first, you got to have His Spirit. Second, you got to be willing to use it. And third, you've got to have that faith or you can't please Him at all. You can't do nothing for Him. He don't recognize you because your faith, just like the woman with Israel, but your faith has made you whole. There's two blind men come after that to Him. And he come up and he said, y'all believe I'm able to do this? He said, yay, Lord. And he said, be it done according to your faith. And they both could see because they believed in Jesus. Do you believe that way? Do you trust Him that way? Because without that, you can't come no further. You can't get no closer to God. You'll never get Him to move on your stuff. Because if you pray in doubt, just like she said, you're going to be left out. The blessings will go to somebody that believes. Tonight, I'm not trying to scare nobody, but I am trying to wake you up. It is high time and past time. We all need to get in. The old-time way of just praising God, worshiping God with all of our mind, our soul, our heart, and our strength, and give it all to Jesus because He gives you back so much more than you could ever give Him.
Amen.
Tonight, before I get off here, I'd be amiss if we didn't pray before I quit. I want to pray a little bit right now. Ask God to bless the ones that are walking each day in faith in Him. but to bless the ones that are not with more faith, to increase their faith, to bring them close to you. So we start, Heavenly Father, I come before your mighty throne, but I come in Jesus' name. I come in the anointing, the power of the sweet Holy Ghost. God, I know that today there's so many out there. They think they're all right, and they make excuses for the little things that they do that they know really is not right because they're not living in the faith of you. They're not living in a sincere trust for you in all that they do and say and think. But, dear God, it's without you. No man's going to make it into the kingdom of God. But with you, I believe that the door will be held wide open. Jesus himself will be standing there. And he'll say, welcome in, you good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys I prepared for them that love you. And glory to God, you'll be able to walk that street of gold. You'll look at the mansions that's in God's house. And glory to God, you'll be praising Jesus forever that he died and rose from the dead, that you could inherit eternal life. But right now, friends, there's no one, nowhere, no matter how much they love you, that can pray a prayer of repentance for you. Because a prayer of repentance is when you decide to turn yourself around and move in another direction. Because the way you was going leads to death. If you're not willing and able in the Spirit of God to praise him, especially when you go to church, to witness and testify and help people, you're not on the right road, friend. Satan's got you, and he's got your eyes blinded, and he's leading you down a path that leads to destruction. I'm asking you tonight, tell him, no, I'm not letting you lead me any further. I'm turning around, and I'm going toward the light of God, and I'm asking to shine in my heart and to take all the darkness out of me, all the being scared to say something to people out of me, all the desire of the things of this world out of me, and to put a great longing, put a hole in my heart that nothing can't fill but Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Dear God, I ask you to do this for them tonight. I ask you if they've been cold on you and not moving, let them know, dear Father, that there's some things that's died in them that you had brought life to. And if they don't repent and turn back, then the rest of them will die also, and they'll be lost forever. Because God, I ask you, put a hand down now and turn them about, Father, and let them realize that there's a place you can go. Hallelujah. I preached it that just a crumb will do, because he won't stop feeding you just a crumb. He'll fill you up with his spirit. He'll guide you through this life and into the next. He'll lead your family to come behind you. Oh, glory to God. Because he said, I'll save you and all your house behind you, praise God. I want to see it done. I want to see the children and the daddies and the mamas reunited in the kingdom of God to live together forever in the peace and the safety that only Jesus Christ can give us. Right now, we're living in perilous times. There's so much evil in this world like there's never been, Lord. But we can live in safety. We can live in peace, and we can live in the blood of Jesus all over us and in your spirit to guide and teach us everything we need to do, to speak, to think, and to feel. And God, I ask it for all those out there. I want you to let them feel that I love them, and I know you can let them feel you love them. Let them feel that touch from God that no one else can give, that pull at their heartstrings, that show them in their dreams where they failed, if they failed you. God, show them in their dreams if they've been pleasing you, where they can do more of it. And they can get out and run this race with patience, because the end of the race is heaven. And God, I pray that for all of my lost children, the lost children of this world, the people that slid back and backslid. I ask you, God, have mercy and not punishment. Lord, I ask you to bring them in and let them be the faithful followers of God, that they can be the temple of the living God. I pray that tonight in the name of Jesus. I glorify you and thank you, God, for giving me strength to preach this. And I'm going to turn it back to you, Sister Betty, before I get wound up again. Ooh, glory.
Praise the Lord. We're
going to
come around and sing another song, or Tim's going to sing a few. And then we'll take some prayer requests. So if you have any prayer requests out there, just put them in the comments below and we'll see them there and we'll pray over them. If you got a praise report, if God's done something for you, just let us know. We'd like to hear about what God's done. We're going to sing so much to thank. No, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. We're going to do that one.
As the world looks upon me as I travel alone, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I'm a good place to sleep. There's food on the table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy and these clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I love you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I'm a good place to sleep. There's food on the table and choose all I see. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. The roof up above me, I have a good place.
Yeah, thank Jesus. I kind of messed up on that one. I wasn't meaning to. I wasn't paying attention.
Sorry about that. We're just trying to do something for the Lord. But we're going to take some prayer requests right now. We're going to have to practice a little bit harder. Jim got to looking up and praise the Lord anyways. At least we tried. We're going to take prayer requests now. Brother Miles, do you have any? Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I had it muted, and I didn't even know I touched the button.
Okay.
Remember, Mother, she's been having a lot of problem with her neck. It's been hurting real bad today. She's had to ice it a couple of times. Remember, Mandy's youngest boy, that's my niece, he's got a jaw tooth that's hurting him real bad. They don't want to pull it because they're waiting until they can put him to sleep and do it because he's just like 4 years old, you know. And they was waiting to do that, so he's been hurting and in pain, and just praying God relieve that. Remember my lost children. And I thank God what he's doing in a couple of them. Because they start getting a desire for God, and they're starting to move in their lives. And I got a call from one, said stuff he was doing, said, I don't do that no more. I quit before I could, I ain't done it no more, and I ain't going to. So God is starting to reach out and do it. You know, we give up on praying before God gives out on moving. And that's
what
I thought about many times they do that. But remember them one little kids, like Landon's got that cancer, and going to St. Jude's and different places, and it just hurts my soul. Know them kids are suffering like that. Lord, hurt us all. Lord, spend time on our need. I'm praying for them children. They're at Children's Hospital, born maimed, and some of them with no arms, some of them no legs, different things. And, you know, and you just wonder why sometimes, but you know they'll be made whole when they stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's
right.
What we got to look forward to. There won't be none of that.
Yep.
No sickness, no sorrow, no crying, if we can get there. But, folks, it's worth the struggle. It's worth every mile we have to walk, whatever we have to do. It's worth it if we can make it into that kingdom and know everything is all right forevermore. That's why I preach as hard as I preach. Brother Don preaches as hard as he does. We want to see people renewed in the Spirit of God so we can carry them. The Spirit of God will carry us to the end. We got a lot of things to pray for. We pray for our nation. It seemed like it took a bad turn. They're doing all kind of crazy stuff everywhere in the schools and everywhere. And we need to pray against. We need to stand up in prayer against that. Not go out and fight and stuff, but do your fighting in prayer. And God, let him have the battle just like David when he fought Goliath. Because he wins. He never loses. And if we'll all stand firm and pray, you watch God move on this and turn it around. Because he is a loving God, a merciful God. But he's also said, vengeance belongeth to me. If they keep trying to destroy us, he'll put a stop to it. We just need to pray and hold fast to him. Go ahead, Sister Betty.
We got quite a few prayer requests coming in. And I'm going to read some of them off here. Brenda Carden says, pray for me and my family. There's a little boy named Gage Clark that passed out at school today. He was sitting on a stool and he passed out and fell off the stool, and they've got him at the hospital now, and he can't move his legs, and his neck's hurting real bad. He's in neck pain. And we're just going to pray that God's going to move on that situation, and that the little boy will be made whole, that he'll be able to move his legs, and that his neck won't be hurting.
Amen.
His mother said he's never passed out like that before, so she don't know what's going on, but they're checking him out. And Terry Williams said that he woke up with a bad sore throat this morning, his legs hurting. So let's remember him. Tammy Killian, she's the grandmother of Landon. She said that they're in Vanderbilt getting many tests done and trying to find out what's going on with his stomach. And they know that he has a tumor that has grown, but it's in a bad spot and they're not able to get a biopsy on it. So we're just going to believe that God's going to take that tumor and just shrink it and let it shrivel up and die. In the name of Jesus, that's what we're believing. And they said that he's in constant stomach pain. I know I seen him just the other day, I believe it was Monday, I seen him on the internet. And they had just done chemo on him. And he was sitting there just, I mean, really crying. You could tell he was in a lot of pain. And it really hurt to watch him cry there. So just remember him and his grandma and grandpa that's raising him. And also remember Landon's little friend, Noah, that is getting ready to start his chemo. So his name is Noah. So remember him and his parents. Sharon Archer said that she has an unspoken request that she needs God to move on. Sharon Nowak said to remember her. Christine Lay is in the hospital. And her blood pressure was very, very high. And so they're checking out to see if she has any blockages. So just remember her. She's one of our old saints that go to our church, and she's a big part of the church. So just remember her, that God will touch her and she'll get back out and be back in church with us. Remember all the lost, all the sick, all the ones in hospitals, nursing homes, all the shut-ins that would love to be at church but can't be. And let's remember my brother-in-law, Don Clark, he needs healing. He's got infection in his body. He's got two brothers that, Larry and Frank, that have cancer, so let's remember them.
Lord,
remember my brother Dan, and he's healing in his body. He's out of the hospital now, but he was still congested the other day, and they gave him something to help with the congestion, so let's just remember him tonight and pray for Larry. He needs a healing. Remember Wanda McCarter. That's Tim's aunt. He finally heard from her. She fell and broke her hip, I guess, around February the 1st or so. And she was in the hospital, but we never heard no more from her since then until tonight. But she's out of rehab right now with her hip and everything. So just pray for her. She's a good Christian woman. And pray for Dora and Jay. Jay had went down last week to see her, and I haven't heard anything since then, but she has her good days and bad days, but she's doing really good compared to what she was, and we just thank God for everything that he's already done for her, and we're believing for a complete healing for her. And remember Randall McCarter, he's having open heart surgery in the morning, and remember Mary Jennings. Her husband had a church up in Wallen, Tennessee that Lloyd Gray used to go preach at. And he's went to be with the Lord. So remember that family. Remember the Burton family in South Carolina that lost a loved one. Remember Mamie and Jerry. They need prayers. They need really God to really move on some situations with Jerry and everything, so just pray. And remember Tiffany Strickland and family. Remember Pauline Hamblin. She said she needs God to help her get through something. And Sheila Richardson said that she had an unspoken request. Let's remember Willie and Lily in the church, Billy Keeler and his family. Let's remember Dakota McDaniels. He's got this big bed sore on his hip, and he is in the hospital getting a PICC line and for antibiotics to go into. So remember him. Remember Frida Harrison. She well, remember her son. She said that he was in a wreck, and he needs God to move on that situation. And Dennis Robinson said that his niece, Patricia, has been on drugs for many years, and she had a wake-up call a couple days ago, or a couple weeks ago, and she needs deliverance and salvation. She has made a commitment to go to church, so let's just be praying for her deliverance and her salvation. And remember Deb Queen. She's out of the hospital now, but she needs strength. She needs God to strengthen her body. It took a lot out of her. She was in the hospital for over a week or so. So just remember Deb and Ivan, and remember their kids that need salvation. Remember all the ones on Facebook that need God to move for them. And Brother Miles, we're just going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer and go ahead and lead it.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your mighty throne tonight. We come in Jesus' name. And we don't come in weakness, but in demonstration of the power of God. Because, Lord, we come in faith believing that you can tell us we brought such a great lot of names to you, Lord. Different people who need help tonight, God. Her brother Dan needs healing in his body, God. I ask you first, heal them spiritually. All of them
need the people out there, Lord. We ask you to just the ones who need say, Lord, we pray that the victory will come upon them, that they won't want to turn you away any longer. We pray, Lord, that they will get hold of you and live, Lord, that they need
things to turn
Jesus
the eyes of the one to the other, but that they can
look
straight to
the body. Lord, you are the physician.
No
one is miracle.
Our faith
nothing.
Is you are and when your hand is God, Lord, remember the
that
the land and it pleased God. Lord, remember all the blessings.
We pray for your comfort in the name of Jesus. We pray and we give you praise and we give you glory in the name of Jesus.
As you please, move on these children. Please help all
the
gods and men that are lost
to
God out there. Because they're the ones that
worry
me about that.
In the name of Jesus,
so as you bring that to them tonight, Lord, bring a desire to please you as long as they do receive. God, to move the children, to take the pain out.
Every William Lord, that needs healing in his body,
to move
in we pray for
our lost people,
all the ones that need healing
in their
bodies,
we
just say, God, trust,
in God,
Lord, touch the little
one
days, Lord, to touch that little
boy. To come to you.
Pray, God,
we'll
that his legs will start moving and that he'll not have no neck pain. We pray, God, that you reach down and touch him in the name of Jesus,
God,
we pray.
It's a truth we
bless
do nothing,
to speak to
but we
Lord Jesus.
We can do all things.
Glory
to
God. Hold,
I just wonder and pray, ask you, Lord, move on through
Lord,
the pain. Lord, that message is making her sick, Lord.
Don't matter
that
how
God
they are, they're going out
that
there,
that
Lord. We just pray in the name of Jesus that people will
move for
there's
Brother
God. Order, to get ready, to order, Lord. They will be ready to meet you when you come. We just pray for the Lord, God,
Brother,
everything that you want to do.
Lord, to bless them,
we're just
bless that church,
to pray
bless their
glory, glory, God.
And we'll
just
get his action in that.
All the churches
all
out there
to
lift you up, Lord.
Lord.
We ask you in
God,
the name of Jesus
to
strengthen our pastor, Lord.
The ones on Blog Talk Radio to listen.
Listen, Father, Lord,
God,
in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
we just
pray
for
the Lord.
Let us know what
to
do, Lord. Work for you, Lord.
Jesus
is
coming.
Keep going
will
up
you be
you.
Glad to see, or you will you cry, hide when you come
in. Lord,
the
Lord
is coming.
Lord,
we pray
that
we get more and more done. God, I ask you to start opening more doors. I'm ready to go. Lord, I need to go and preach more and do more for you. I ask you to reach down to them. Open up the door, God, and open the doors before them. That's God that shut it on themselves. And we beg you to have mercy,
Lord,
in Jesus' name.
But
it's thanks and praise for each one
you're
moving tonight. Each one you're moving in. Lord, my hands on the phone. I believe you're moving through it in the name of Jesus. The judge of God,
you
glory tonight. And thank you, God, for it all.
Lord, we ask you to move upon them. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
that they know what God says.
Save their families, God.
Meet
their needs in the name of
Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Glory to your name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. I'm going to read Luke 18:35-42. Goes along with what he was preaching there. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, and a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by.
Yes.
And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. And he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus saith unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And just like we've been saying all along, if we'll only believe and put our trust in the Lord and just when we pray, don't doubt, just believe. I know that God will come through and he'll meet every single need that we have if we just put our faith in him and trust him.
Amen.
Okay, Miles, do you have anything else you want to say? Or?
Well, I was talking, preaching a lot tonight about, you know, we've got people that, and I call it they've deceived themselves. They think that they've got all that God's got to give, and they think that their soul is in perfect shape with God, but they don't never get up and say anything for God. They never witness. They never testify. They sit there. And here's what God said about it. I just want to read this to you. It comes out of the third chapter of Revelation when he was speaking to the church of the Laodicean. And he said, unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans, write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. And what he's saying is, I can't use you lukewarm because you think you've already got it all when you don't have anything. You just barely had enough to where you kind of feel good if you go to church and a song hits you just right. But the preacher go to preaching, you go to watching. That's what I call it. Dancing at the wrist every now and then. We just need to hurry up because something good at town they want to eat. But they're lukewarm on God. They might pray a little bit, but it's a little bit. And they're not praying for others. They're praying for themselves mostly. Lord, help me. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. But glory to God. If you're not praying for others, how are you doing the will of God? Because he aims for us to be a help to each other. He aims for us to reach out to somebody else, to be that hand that lifts them up, glory to God. You can't do that, lukewarm, because that love of God for them won't be in you. And praise God. I thought about when I was told y'all before, there's a lot of years there, I thought I was serving God right, the right way, and God woke up. And he said, I'm going to call you one more. You talk about scaring you. When you think you've got it all, you think you're doing it right, you're trying to follow God, and he wakes you up in the middle of the night and says, I'm going to call you one more time. I hit the ground. I was praying. I was scared, and I was crying, Lord, what have I done? What have I done? And it wasn't what I'd done. It's what I hadn't done. I hadn't surrendered all to Jesus. I hadn't let go of my personal pride or my little prejudices or some people that I couldn't hardly forgive had done so much wrong to me. All this goofy stuff was keeping me from God. I couldn't go no further than being forgiven. I was still just like this, lukewarm. There wasn't no fire burning in me. But glory to God. He says, so then because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor I'll spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou said, I'm rich and increased with goods. I'm getting the blessings of God. Have need of nothing. And said, you know not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. He said, I count to thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eyesight, that thou mayest see. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And what's he saying? He said, look, you have fooled yourself into falling asleep on God because you think you got it all. And I'm not judging nobody. I'm telling you what happened to me. I was in that shape. I thought I had it all. I changed my life. I didn't drink no more. I didn't dope no more. I didn't run around no more. I went to church. I was playing it right. Glory to God. But I wasn't playing it all the way. I was leaving a whole lot of the tune out. And you know what? I wasn't making no prayer that God was really listening to. But through faith, when he called that out and told me,
I'm going to get called one more time. When he called me, I went to the altar, and the first thing I said is, Father God, I'm not moving till I know I'm where you want me. And when I sat there and went to praying then, I went to crying tears that was, they actually wet a place on that carpet over the top of the altar, and I was kneeled down there. It wet a place in that carpet. That's how much I cried. I poured my heart out to God. I had to speak him with my whole heart. I had to hold nothing back. I had to give me to God and say, here I am. If there's any part you can find useful, use me for your glory, God. I don't want to be left out in the cold. I don't want to be left out. If this is the last time you call me, let it be the time that I surrender to you. Let it be the time that you know I love you, that I show you I love you, that I show others that I love you, that I show my children there's a better way to live, that I show other people that there's a God in heaven that loves us today. Glory to God. I don't want to be accused of being lukewarm. I don't want to be accused of sitting down on God. I want to get up and do something for it. I want to be in there fighting for the glory of God to be known around the world that he is real, that he is mighty, that he's soul-saving, just like he came down for. If we'll cry out on him, he will forgive your sins. He will take them away from you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And then, and only then, he'll fill you up with the Spirit of God, the sweet Holy Ghost, because you got to be clean. He's got to thoroughly purge you and get that everything out of you before he can come in you. Praise God. And that's what we're doing. We're sitting in the pews a lot of time, lukewarm. That never went all the way to God. That never went all the way for God. But he went all the way for us. He went up Calvary. Glory to God. He went up Calvary. They couldn't drag him up there. He had, glory to God, they said more than 12 legions of angels sitting there. All he had to do was say, get me down. And there wouldn't have been enough people ever born to have stopped them. Do you know how many is in a legion? The Bible said between 4,000 and 6,000 in a legion. So they was anywhere between 48,000 angels and 72,000 sitting there at his command. All he had to do was say the word. They would have got him down, probably killed every man, woman, boy, girl in the world. But he wouldn't. He stayed on that cross for you. He stayed the course. He was determined to give you a way out. And glory to God. He said, now you beat lukewarm on me, and I will spew you out of my mouth. That's a bad taste to God when somebody bring lukewarm food. It's supposed to be hot where you can eat it, right? Well, he wants something with a good savor to it, something that's got the flavor of God in it, something that's got glory to God, hallelujah, that's got the grace of God and the mercy of God. And they appreciate it and thank him enough to live for it. Because too many today go in the church lukewarm, they come out of the church lukewarm. If you don't never change and you don't never grow, people that quit, you get into God, you don't quit growing. You don't quit wanting more. You don't sit still on God. You move up. Praise God. There's so much further, so much more that he's got in store for us that long for it and seek after it. That's the reason he said, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the old done to you. But praise God, they get what they think is all they need, and they stop short of finding the master to live within them.
Amen.
That right there should, it ought to scare a lot of people. Tonight, to know, they know where they're on fire for God. They know if they're cold. They know if they're lukewarm. They know their own life. Nobody's got to tell them, but some of them has deceived themselves. They never went back and asked God, is that all you got to give me? Because he'll say, never. Never will you get it all until you get to be with me. And glory to God, right now, let me tell you something. There's a whole lot more than I want. I want to be, glory to God, one that if somebody comes in with a problem, that if I go to pray for them, God will let me name that problem to them. Hallelujah. That I can pray for just that problem. Because he will. Because that's just how real God is. That's just how mighty he is. Glory to God. I used to go to a place up in Kentucky. Two wings of a hospital was nothing but people on trays. We was in there one day praying for this woman. Her two girls come in. The man that was with me, older man, He turned and looked at them, went to telling them everything about their life. I was sitting there like he must know them. God was telling him what to say. And he sat there and told them everything about them, how they needed to repent and change and turn, and told them the name of the club they went to, how their house was made, how the many steps led up to the house. Stuff like that. God was just making sure that they knew it was God when he spoke to them. And we left that room, went on down to pray. And just a little bit, we start up the hall. Here come one of them running down through there. She run up there, fell on her knees right before us. Said, want to thank y'all for saying that to me. Thank you for telling me what God said. Because I started to get in my car to drive back home. And when I started to get in my car, I fell down on my knees. I couldn't even get in. And I give my heart to the Lord. Now, that's what I want. I want to be able to help people that way. If that's not your desire tonight, glory to God, you don't claim the heart of Jesus, because that was his desire for you. That was his desire for everybody. He died for the sins of the whole world. Glory to God.
Amen.
Didn't matter about your skin color. Didn't matter about what country he's from. He died for the sins of the world. And glory to God, he will take them away from you. He'll put a fire in you. You remember it says, glory to God, in Matthew 3, verse 11, it said, glory to God, old John the Baptist talked. He said, truly I baptize with water unto repentance. But he that comes after me, his shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. People, don't let the fire go out. Don't let it get lukewarm. Put some wood on it. Cry it on Jesus. Give me more, Lord. I ain't satisfied yet. I'm not close enough yet, God. I've not got the miracles of God when I pray. I'm moving on faith. Lord, I want to seek you out, get closer to you, because I don't want to be called lukewarm when I stand before you. I want to be on fire for you. You put the fire in.
Yes.
Now, God, I'm coming to you. Stoke that fire. Let it blaze up in me, God. Lord, if it starts going down, I'm going to cry out to you, because I trust you to put more wood on the fire. Glory to God.
Yes.
Will. He loves you. He loved you enough to die for you.
Amen.
He loved you today that when you cry out in faith on him, he's listening and moving on every single one of your prayers. Sometimes the answer ain't what we want, because sometimes the Bible said we don't know how to pray as we ought. That's another
Amen.
Reason you need the Holy Ghost. 8th chapter of Romans said we don't know how to pray as we ought. So the Spirit itself, if it's in you, makes intercession for you with groanings which cannot be uttered, not by us, but the Spirit prays for us. And glory to God. Ain't that what you want? God, Spirit, intervening on your behalf when you go to praying. Now, people, we can get it all. It's all our. We inherit the kingdom of God. We're going to be up there with him throughout eternity. But glory to God, you got to do something now before you can get in. You can't go lukewarm. You can't go just sitting on a pew. You can't go just putting tithes in. But you go when you serve God with your whole heart. Without it, you're not going to make it no further than just the church house. But I want to go into his house. I want to walk on the street of gold with pleasure. Because when gold gets to where it ain't worth nothing but for asphalt, I'll know I'm in the right place, because the real riches will be sitting on the throne. The real riches will be Jesus Christ. The real riches will be what he's done in my heart, in my soul, in my life. And glory to God, seal me forever, Lord. I want to be yours. I don't want to belong nowhere else and to nobody else, but I want to belong to Jesus Christ. Because he's coming back. He said, for his own. He ain't coming back, glory, for somebody else's people. He's coming back for his people. The children of God,
yes.
The one that's called, hallelujah, and they've come in and yielded to the Spirit of God, cleaned their vessels up, and live in holy. Because without it, he said, without that wholeness, no man will see God. You won't even see him. You're straight to the pit, because you didn't want God. You refused God. You wouldn't put no fire in you for nothing. And guess what? You will get your reward. But if you desired him, and more of him each and every day. You thanked him and praised him for everything in your life every day. Guess what's waiting? More than you can think or ask, according to the Bible. Waiting for
Amen.
Us in the kingdom of God. And I look forward to it, friend, because this world out here gets aggravating to live in. Things is, this seem like everything's falling apart. But you know what's not? Jesus. He's still the
Amen.
Same. He's the same as he was from the beginning. He'll still be in the end. And the end, I'm talking about when we die. So when we stand before him, we don't need to be the same. We need to be that changed, born again, stole glory, a blood washed, a glory to God, spirit-filled Christian that God has called us to be. We ought to be that useful vessel unto God, a one that can stand before him and don't have to look down at the ground. We can look at his face and glory to God, a glory in the presence of our Lord. But there's some, if they ever get before him, have to look down because they know they never finished what he started in them. Glory to God tonight. Don't let that happen to you. While there's still time, while there's still breath in your body, cry out on him and tell him, Lord, if I hadn't got all I need, I'm crying in the name of Jesus and asking you to give me more. Fill me up. Let it run out of me where everybody else can feed it. God, I want them to see you in me wherever I go. And he will give you your heart's desire, but everybody else desiring stuff that they don't need. We need Jesus. We need salvation. We need a God that can carry us through to the end time, no matter if it comes tonight or if it don't come for 50 years. We need a God that can carry us all the way. And the only one that's willing to do that is Jesus Christ. He's the only one that promised us eternal life with him in the kingdom of God forever. But you got to make your mind up. You know, and Joshua and him, he said, make your mind up this day who you're going to serve. You can't straddle the fence any longer. If you're going to serve God well, give him your whole heart. If you're going to serve Satan, because you can't hold hands with both of them at once. Praise right. God. I love you. I'm going to turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Okay, we're going to have Tim to come around and sing some songs and just worship the Lord with him. And we'll go ahead and let him sing right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It was shown that the holy Heber was passing by one day. Was a man who was a Christian, but had the faith to say, if I could just get here to Jesus, my healing will be the bridge. If I can get to the door, I'll be wrong. There's a Billy Heber in my house today. Billy Heber in my house today. If he wants to make a way, just ask to believe by faith. He's seen as a healer in the house today. As a healer in the house today. If he wants to make a way, just ask to believe by faith. He's seen as a healer in the house today. Now you're sick or pale and lonely, I have good news to bring. Well, the healer, his name is Jesus, and he's the King of all kings. He loves all men the mercy, and his healing is his name. So there's a room falling out, there's a face come out, so there's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. If you want to fade away, just have to believe my faith. We see there's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. If you want to fade away, just have to believe my faith. We see there's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house. Healer in the house. He wants to heal your body. He wants to heal your soul. Jesus, Jesus, there's a healer in the house today. Oh, there's a healer in the house today. If he wants to make a way, just ask to believe my faith. We see there's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. If he wants to fade away, just ask to believe by faith. We see there's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. If he wants to fade away,
cross, yeah. And to you want to make a way. The best of the least, I think, can see the wheel in a happy day. The best of the least, I think, can see the wheel in a happy day.
Higher than the mountain. that has brought me to my knees. All my fears are laid, all my talking things, and I'll just look how big my God is. He claims the victory. No more will I live in bondage. No more will I walk in fear. No more will I have to be alone, wiping away my tears. For he promised he with me, and that my battle was also his. So I'll just run into those mountains and say, look how big my God is. Look how big my God is. He's greater than I need. He's higher than the mountain that has brought me to my knees. I'll not be discouraged. I'll not talk to you. And I'll just work how big my God is and claim the victory. Now this was
my God is, and claim the victory. We've got a big God, and he can do anything that we ask him to if we only believe.
Amen.
I want everyone to just tune back in next Monday, every Monday at 6 p.m. for Pastor Don Harris's broadcast, and every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood's broadcast.
Yes, Lord.
So tell all your friends and your neighbors and your family all about it, and let's get the word out to where the gospel can get out, where people can get saved. Well, we're going to say good night, and we love everybody, and thanks for tuning in.
You may
see you next week.
Good night, y'all. I love y'all.
Good night.
Bye.
I love everybody.
All of you out there know that we love you. We're seeking the best, and
yes,
that's Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.